up, everyone? Welcome back to Dropping Dimes, your true sense of basketball. I'm your host, Rodrigo, but you can call me Rod. And joining me, as always, is one of the few people that thought the Porzingis trade was a good one. Rafael, how are you doing, man?
I'm great, Rodrigo, but the real question today is, how are you feeling? Are you okay? The Lakers just played against the Warriors last night, and I'm just concerned about how you're feeling today.
No, I'm completely fine. I remember that my team has won 16 times before this.
So what's going on with LeBron? That's the real question.
Load management.
Okay.
Maybe you should learn from that.
Okay.
And also joining me is the man who got one of his t-shirt designs to be delivered to Mike Beebe all the way to Arizona. Evans, how are you doing, man?
Good, man. Thank you. Thanks, Kat, from Finding Big Country. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, shout out to Kat Jamie for taking that shirt all the way to Mike Beebe down in Arizona. We have a lot to talk about today. Obviously, we're going to talk about the trade that shook everything around the association over the week, and that is Kristaps Porzingis going to the Mavs. We're going to talk about some updates around Anthony Davis, trade talk, and we're going to go over the All-Star reserves. So why don't we get started, because we have a lot to talk about. First off, Kristaps Porzingis, he is now a member of the Dallas Mavericks on a weird trade, honestly. It happened so fast. The trade went as follows. So the Mavs will get, obviously, Kristaps Porzingis, Tim Hardaway Jr., Courtney Lee, and Trey Burke. And the Knicks are getting Dennis Smith Jr., Wes Matthews, and DeAndre Jordan. All of them, just from the Knicks side, made their debut today, Sunday. Mm-hmm. And the Knicks lost, surprisingly. So everything stays the same.
So that means that they're still on track.
Yes.
To reaching their goal.
But let's talk about the actual trade, all right? We were midweek when Adrian Wojnarowski, the unofficial...
How many times you try to say his last name?
Not as many as you would think.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Everyone calls him Woj.
That's why you're the host. That's why you're the host.
Adrian Wojnarowski, see? Two times in a row. Tweeted that Porzingis was going to meet with the Knicks, right? And then the second tweet came out saying that Porzingis was not happy with the direction of the team and had hinted at wanting to be traded. And then the third tweet came out, I don't know, 20 minutes after that, where it said, like, the Mavs and the Knicks had agreed to trade Porzingis, and then everything went down. All Knicks fans went into such a, I don't even know, hysteria. I wish I knew a Knicks fan so I could give him a hug. I had so many questions. Everyone that talks about basketball at work at the office was telling me, like, do you see what happened? And it was crazy. How do you guys feel about the trade?
Well, I think that it's actually something that could potentially put the Knicks in a position to be a good team again after so many years. Like, it's the first time that they have salary cap in many, many years to be able to attract a free agent, a big name during the offseason.
Okay.
Potentially two. They have enough salary space to bring two huge free agents during the offseason. People are talking about Kyrie Irving and KD. Some people are saying that KD already discussed.
Okay. Hold that thought. We're going to come back and talk about, you know, all the reasons. Just tell me, how do you feel about the trade? It sounds like you are okay with it.
I don't have any issues with the trade, to be honest.
All right. What about you, Evans? How do you feel about the trade?
It's a good trade. I think the Mavs won. Initially, that's how I felt. I think they got the best out of the trade. Can't really see the Knicks flourishing with that trade. So, I mean, Kristaps playing with Luka and then being sort of eased into the team and transitioning through Dirk, right, who is his mentor. So, yeah, I think Mavs got a really good trade out of that.
I think the Knicks just are insane. As an organization, I think they are poorly run, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I see the somewhat of the positive outcomes of the trade, but I started Googling right after the trade, you know, what was the last franchise to trade their superstar for cap space, just for those reasons? There's never been a franchise that said, let's get rid of our superstar just so that we can have some money to spend in the future.
But I mean,
never.
But we were discussing, guys, you're listening to the podcast, you should know that yesterday I had breakfast with Rodrigo and we were discussing this trade. And to be honest, I think that Porzingis is not really a superstar yet. Like, he's someone with a lot of potential. He's a player with a lot of potential. But he's been hurt for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
He's been injured for a long time.
Okay.
You don't know how he's going to come back. If he's going to be the same player that he was before the injury.
Right.
A lot of people are talking about long-term health problems that he might have because of the way he plays and because of how tall he is and how he's built as well.
Right.
So, I mean, the Knicks, they got a lot of salary cap space to move on with. Now they have an opportunity to rebuild the team. I think that's positive.
I agree in theory to everything that you're saying, but my point is, like, it's the Knicks, it's the New York Knicks. They're not known for being great at managing their assets, their cap space, anything.
I agree, but then you're not evaluating the trade anymore. You're concerned about what's gonna happen
even
with
the
what
trade,
they created.
See, my point with the trade is that, what was the rush? I mean, we're going to talk about AD in a few minutes, but, you know, you see what New Orleans is doing, right? They're waiting. They're not in a rush, right? Anthony Davis is still under contract, so what's the rush? They have technically a season and a half to move him, technically, right? Obviously, they want to get as much value as they can get sooner rather than later. With Porzingis, he was a restricted free agent. I mean, you could take a flyer on him. Another team was going to give him a qualifying offer. The Knicks could have met it. And then flip him for something else. I mean, they could have technically traded Porzingis for Anthony Davis. That's a better value than getting Dennis Smith.
That's not true. The times when teams traded superstar for superstar are gone. Like, that's no longer... When was the last time that a team traded a superstar for a superstar?
Kawhi to DeMar DeRozan.
But they got more than only one player, right?
They each
was
got...
Not superstar for superstar.
There were other fillers, but the fillers were Danny Green and Jakob Poeltl.
But
to be honest,
the fact that they have the option of pursuing different free agents during the offseason, I think that's much better than going for
one. So you're saying that Dennis Smith Jr., Wes Matthews, and DeAndre Jordan are worth Kristaps Porzingis, basically. And Tim Hardaway Jr. and Trey Burke.
Not the names, but what they represent during the offseason, because they're all, like, going to allow the Knicks to have a lot of salary space. I think that's positive. And I think they accepted the offer because they thought that was one of the best offers that they could get.
They didn't even look in the market.
Well, if they wait for him to come back and play, if he doesn't play the same way, then they're
not
going
to
get anything.
I'm not saying they had to wait and let him play. I'm saying... You know, what about the other teams? The Dallas Mavericks were not the only team that we were willing to put an offer for Porzingis. That's all I'm saying. I don't agree to just making the trade based on the first offer that you get in front of your face. And that's something to say about the Knicks management.
I guess, and that's my last point here, I just think that it really depends on what they were looking for to begin with. If they started looking for offers, thinking about the best offer as far as cleaning salary cap, then they probably got the best offer. Like, that's a very good offer. They will
be
able to sign.
Offer.
They will be able to sign two huge names during the offseason. I don't know if they're gonna be able to do it or not. That's another story. But they are putting themselves in a good position if that's what they wanted to do, right? But if they went into the market without knowing what exactly they wanted to achieve, then I might agree with you that this might not be the best trade. I don't know, Evans, what do you think?
That's a lot. I just like Kevin Knox. I think he'll be really good with the new squad.
Is he, though? Now do you have Dennis Smith Jr.
I saw some highlights. Yeah, he's pretty decent.
I feel like Dennis Smith Jr., and I told this yesterday to Rafael, is going to win some unnecessary games. So he's out there trying to prove that he's the man. He's going to win more games that the Knicks need. They need to tank.
He'll provide some highlights, at least. Him and DeAndre.
But they need to lose. The Knicks need to lose right now.
Don't worry. Don't worry. Wes Matthews is trash too. So.
He might get bought out in the end. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a mess.
So, okay, let's talk about, you know, one of the conflicting things about this trade, right? which you started alluding to that, Raf. The Knicks cleared all this space to try to bring two more superstars, right? Now, that's fine. A lot of teams have done that. They, you know, that allows you to be more flexible and get more people in the future, maybe superstars or just more role players that have a heavy contract. I don't know. But the thing is that the Knicks traded, again, their superstar, and they were either... I mean, the only way to see it is that they, A, made the stupidest trade ever in the history of the NBA, or B, know something that we don't know yet and no one knows. And that is that Kevin Durant or Kyrie Irving have called them and said, yes, I'm going to New York. You don't have to worry about anything. Just set it up, right? Which brings us to the whole idea of, like, is there collusion between players and organizations and agents and all that?
I think that, like, that's not even a question. I mean, we know that these guys are talking behind the scenes. We know that general managers and basketball, like presidents of basketball operations, they're talking with agents all the time. They're trying to put together different plans. We don't know to what extent, but I'm sure that they're talking every day. Now, am I upset that this is happening? I told you yesterday when we were talking about this, I told you that I feel a little bit weird that the team's already worried about free agency when we're still playing the regular season. We're already talking about the off season, and we're already talking about the next season before this season is over.
But it's trade talk time. You cannot be upset about that.
Yeah, but
obviously the Knicks have nothing to look forward to in this season. So for them, it's next year.
But we are not necessarily talking about the trades that are happening right now. We're
Which
talking
trades?
About.
You want to talk about the Blazers trade that happened today?
Wait.
Let me give you a spoiler. No one cares.
I'm not talking about you. I'm saying the media in general is talking more about how these trades can affect the off season than the trade itself.
But what other trades are happening that you're so upset that we're not talking about?
Oh, I mean, I'm not saying that we should be talking about the other trades. I'm just saying...
That's what you just said.
I'm just saying that we are worried about what's going to happen in the offseason and the next season. And we're already discussing, is KD going to stay? Is KD not going to stay? Who's going to stay with their team? Who's going to try to pursue another opportunity? I mean, of course, that's natural. That's only natural. But it's also deviating a little bit the attention from the regular season.
But I mean, there's no other storylines going on, right? Other than the All-Star game. Everyone's sort of just gearing up for the All-Star break. I guess the regular narrative around the Western Conference is going on. Who's going to make the playoffs? Are the Warriors going to make it? But it's inevitable to get into these talks. But okay, let me ask you guys. Are you okay then with players, agents, potentially teams having conversations, you know, behind the scenes saying, like, yeah, I'm going to go to your team in 2 years, but, you know, don't tell anyone yet. You don't have to worry about it.
I'm not okay, but I understand that it happens and it's very difficult to control that. I mean, we have several examples. Like when LeBron was deciding to go to the Lakers, when he was thinking about going to the Lakers also started to clean cap space because they knew that he was planning to come, right? Like, they wouldn't do it otherwise.
Yeah.
They knew almost for sure that he was coming.
Right.
So that's because Magic Johnson was probably talking to someone behind the scenes and he had the information, right?
Right.
It's inevitable. There's always going to be discussions behind the scenes.
Yeah. So we know that it's happening.
So, because over the week, Charles Barkley said, and this is referring to the Anthony Davis situation, that the commissioner should step in and say, you know, that's it. There shouldn't be any shady deals behind the scenes. Like, everything should be transparent and yada, yada, yada. I mean, I personally don't have a problem with it. I think it makes up for, you know, if anything, a lot of gossip, exciting stuff.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, it ends up taking a little bit of the attention that should go to the regular season, as I said. If they are really worried about that and if they think that it's affecting how much attention the games are getting or the regular season is getting, then they should try to change the rules. There's no point in trying to come up with like fines and things like that if there's no rule that actually says that they are not allowed to talk to each other. Is there a rule that says that? Do we know?
I mean, between players, there's no rule. I mean, they go out and have dinner.
Yeah.
Like, LeBron and Anthony Davis had dinner when the Pelicans went to LA.
Mm-hmm.
There's obviously they have each other's phones, they text all the time, their social media, but I mean the rules against tampering exist, and the most recent example is Anthony Davis getting fined for going on the record, well, his agent going on the record and saying that he demanded a trade, right? But we've seen that with Jimmy Butler when he had that interview with Rachel Nichols. And Rachel Nichols actually went, she jumped on Twitter to clarify why he didn't get fined for that. It's because they never said the word trade. He was just saying, I'm unhappy. I don't want to be here. But he never said, I want to get traded.
Right.
And that's fine, apparently.
Yeah. It's about finding the loophole then. Like
Pretty much.
You just need to make sure that you know how to talk about these things.
Because management wasn't listening to him, so he just took it to the public.
Yeah.
Well, they have the right to do that. That's like the whole topic right now with NBA players taking, you know, back their power, right?
Right. So. Do you guys think then this was a smart move for the Knicks? Yes or no?
I think yes.
Yeah. Good to shake things up. They got some decent players out of it, and
I'll go with no. Just because it's the Knicks.
I don't think they had that much to lose. Like,
yeah, exactly.
But on that sense, yeah, they have nothing to lose. But at the same time, I don't know. I just feel the Knicks are the Knicks, and they're one of the few things that they have going on is that they're New York.
Yeah.
If you actually look at their franchise, they haven't done anything other than winning once.
They might end up blowing this opportunity, but at least they have an opportunity at this point to bring two great players and to bring the number one draft pick and put together like a good team, you know. I'm not saying that they're going to manage to do that, because that requires good management. And we know that...
You don't think they're going to get Zion?
I don't know. Well, Zion is another story. They just need to keep losing, right?
Yeah.
And then the probability is higher. But
right.
The free agents is what I'm worried about. I don't know if they're going to be able to bring the free agents.
KD.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, again, it's the Knicks. If I were a Knicks fan, this would be the point where I go like, all right, that's it. I'm jumping bandwagons and I'm going to be a Brooklyn Nets fan now.
But it might be a sign that it's the beginning of a new era in New York, because now
they have new eras in the past 20 years.
I'm not talking about winning or losing. I'm talking about how they handle the internal problems or how they handle players that are not happy. Like this time, as soon as the guy said, I'm not happy here, okay, if you're not happy, then you're going somewhere else and we're getting as much as we can for you.
Is that a good message for superstars?
Well, if you're not happy, if they keep Porzingis there, the more he's there, the more the reputation is going to be damaged as an organization. It's exactly what happened with Carmelo, right? So maybe now it's a good opportunity for a fresh start. Let's try to start handling these problems in a more professional way, right? Porzingis was...
I feel like, have you watched the Knicks in the past 10, 20 years?
That's why I'm saying it's an opportunity. I'm not saying that they've been able to do that in the past 10
but
years.
They've had the opportunity many, many times.
Yeah.
I don't believe in the Knicks. That's all I'm going to say.
Porzingis had one full year with Carmelo Anthony, correct?
More than one.
So he was already contaminated by Carmelo Anthony. So
no,
it's good
no,
that
no,
they
no, no, no.
It's good that they sent him somewhere else, because he probably got many bad things from Carmelo Anthony
and some good things, but more bad things.
I
disagree
than good
with
things.
You. The Knicks are more of a problem than Carmelo is.
Oh, I
and their owner.
That. I don't know all that. Well, they're. I mean, it was a very, very problematic marriage right there. Carmelo and the Knicks, they both had huge issues to deal with.
I agree, but the Knicks are an issue that cannot be solved. Anyways, let's move on to the next topic. Anthony Davis, still a Pelican. Still out. I'm wondering if he is going to wear a Pelicans logo on his jersey during the All-Star game?
Mm.
I don't know. But there's been a couple updates on that front. The Lakers, it was announced that the Lakers made an offer, which included Lonzo Ball, Kyle Kuzma, Rajon Rondo, Michael Beasley, and a first-round pick for Anthony Davis. Now, before that, it was said that Dell Demps, the Pelicans general manager, was not even taking the Lakers' call, was not returning their calls. And then once this first offer came out, he said, this is nothing. They were lowballing him, right? now there's rumors that the Pelicans say that, you know what, this is not so bad if you include another draft pick and you let us ship a couple contracts your way.
Mm.
So things are starting to turn here. And we went, I don't know, it's been a crazy narrative between Lakers, everyone hating on the Lakers, everyone hating on the Pelicans. Everyone's involved right now. Everyone. So where are you guys at with this whole AD trade talk? Because I'm very confused, to be honest.
I think as far as talent, I don't think the Lakers have enough talent unless they decide to include LeBron. I don't think they have enough talent to convince the Pelicans to trade AD. And that's why the Pelicans are now asking for more draft picks and please let us send you some of our contracts that we don't want here. That's the only way they would actually trade with the Lakers. Because as far as talent, Jalen and Jacoby or The Jump that I was watching the other day, and they were comparing all the players that the Lakers offer. They were comparing their efficiency rate ranking against AD's efficiency rate.
Oh,
AD
God,
is like number one or number two.
Of course.
And all the other guys, they are below 100. So
stats.
Because
I mean,
they're rookies or sophomores.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not apples to apples, to be honest. And this is not being like, this is not the Lakers fan talking, but are you going to compare a player on his eighth year against someone that is a sophomore?
I understand. It's not
fair. Doesn't make sense.
It's not fair, but they are giving that guy away for a bunch of other guys that are like are basically a gamble. They don't know what's going to happen with these guys, right?
I agree, but I mean, again, this is the same as drafting, right? You try to pick the guy that is the right fit for your team, but you don't know.
Yeah, I think to a certain extent, more picks and dumping contracts is more valuable than Lonzo Ball and then all the other guys. Just because the draft picks, you can control your future. If you screw it, then it's because you didn't know how to choose your player. But with Lonzo Ball, you already know that you're getting Lonzo Ball. It's not, maybe it's not even the player that you would have selected if you had the opportunity to choose, right? So it gives them more flexibility if they have more draft picks and if they can get rid of contracts that they're not happy with.
I don't blame them for doing that. That's actually the smart thing to do. It's also dangerous, right? Because the longer they wait, I mean, now with the entire Kyrie Irving situation in Boston, he said that he sort of hinted that he's not sure if he's going to re-sign with them. I mean, the Celtics have a lot to offer, but now the Celtics have some stuff to figure out, right? What if Kyrie leaves on the summer? Maybe they don't want to trade Jason Tatum anymore, who was initially part of this AD trade talk,
yeah.
Right? Maybe they want to hold on to Jason Tatum, and then the Celtics just lost leverage against the Lakers, right? What if Kuzma then decides to have a magnificent second half of the season, same with Lonzo Ball, and their trade value just skyrockets? I'm not saying it's going to happen, but it's a scenario, right? So the Lakers can go like, see what I mean? Do you still want them? Well, guess what? I'm only giving you one.
One thing I think it's worth mentioning is that there's so much gossip going on right now,
yeah,
that it's actually affecting how the teams are playing and how the players are feeling, like their feelings towards the organizations that they're playing for.
Of course.
I think that some of these guys like Jason Tatum, Kyrie Irving, they might be upset with the organization just because they're allowing their names to be involved in these trade talks, you know?
Definitely distracting, for sure.
Same with Dennis Smith Jr. When it happened first,
right,
he was also...
You know what? For instance, Kyle Kuzma, he's taking it very well, and he's taking it way better than Lonzo. Lonzo has already come out and said, well, not Lonzo, but LaVar, probably. His quote-unquote camp, that he didn't want to be traded to the Pelicans. Then the Pelicans, there was rumors saying the Pelicans were very interested in Lonzo, and he would start. But Kyle Kuzma came out and said, you know what? That just means that I'm a good player and people are looking for my services.
Nice.
So if anything, props to Kuzma. I mean, he's a little bit older. He's 23. Maybe he's a little bit more mature.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I'm going to let the Lakers fan in me talk and just say that it's very distracting. I don't care if we don't get Anthony Davis before the trade deadline. But just please, like, someone make a decision. I'm getting tired of this. People are criticizing the Lakers on, you know, how they're treating their assets and their youth core and blah, 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 blah. And people are comparing them to a lot of other situations that happen around the league. I'm just going to say that every team is free to do what they think it's best for their team, right?
Yeah.
There was a Twitter beef between Celtics fans and Lakers fans. You know, oh, you guys are training your young core. You guys treated Isaiah Thomas like crap. And like, this happened so long ago. Every situation is different. At this point, I just want to get through the All-Star break, and that's it.
I couldn't agree more. I just think that going back to what we discussed about how the league should handle this kind of situation in the future, and if they need to regulate these rumors a little bit more and how information is being exchanged, I'm just concerned when we get to the point where we feel like the playoff run might be affected by the gossip off the court.
Well,
that concerns me a little bit. If you see teams that are doing well and they start losing because of the gossip, then it might get to the point where GMs are, you know, just using different names and just putting names out there and rumors just to affect how the other team is doing, maybe their rival. So imagine you're fighting for a playoff spot, and then the GM from another team comes up with a potential trade talk or trade rumor for LeBron James, and then your team suddenly starts to struggle. I mean, that's something that I wouldn't like to see. I would prefer to see teams fighting for the playoff run without external factors affecting the playoff run, right?
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I mean, you have other things. I mean, each player has their own personal lives, right? So that will always affect them. I think I was thinking about this last night. The entire reason why I got upset about now the Anthony Davis talk, wherein I was initially excited, is that all the Lakers offers, and this, you can apply this to any other trade talk, are being leaked, right? So obviously, when I go to Twitter, I see that other fans saying this is bullcrap, yada, 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 yada. And then public opinion starts shaping also the narrative. So I was thinking, like, huh, do the Adrian Wojnarowskis and Shams Charnia of the world have too much power in their hands? You know what I mean? Like, Woj has now the insider intelligence that he can sort of control the conversation.
Kind of like mind games, right? It's just like...
Exactly.
With the headlines,
like,
that they put
yesterday... I'll get to you in a second, Raf. But yesterday after the Warriors game, the Lakers lost, and Shams reported that there was a very heated conversation between Michael Beasley, JaVale McGee, and Lance Stephenson, and Luke Walton, right? And they said it got very heated, things were said, there was frustration in the air. Then Ramona Shelburne, who has covered, I think, LeBron James since forever and is now heavily tied to the Lakers, said, actually, from what my sources say, that yes, there was a confrontation, but then Luke Walton came out with brownies and everyone got over it. And then Lance Stephenson went on social media and said, I was never part of this. Get your facts straight.
But
he said, I'm in a very happy place.
Right.
See, yes. We don't need to know about these things. It's too much detail. I mean, I don't need to know about the brownies. I don't need to know how they fix their internal issues. I mean, I don't think it's the first time in the history of the league that a news person or a journalist has that much access to information. I think it happened in the past. I think there are always people like this. But the difference is that now, as soon as they find out about something, they can run to Twitter and share that information. So I think that the difference nowadays is how fast that information, you know, it's released to the public.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in the past, the Adrian or George Barzinski of the past, he would wait a little bit longer.
Woj.
Woj is much easier.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Woj. Maybe the Woj of the past, he would just wait a little bit longer because he had no option to go to Twitter.
Right.
And then he would eventually realize that news was not really something important enough to release to the public.
Yeah.
So today, every single detail that it's probably not important for the general public, it's released because they have no time to filter the information.
Right.
Their first reaction is to go and run to their phones
just
tweet.
Yeah.
So I think they need to do a little bit of a better job when it comes to filtering the information that the public should get to
know. I don't think that's the issue. I mean, they're both journalists, right? It's within their call as professionals to
report
whatever
it's
true,
is,
right?
Yeah.
Especially someone like Woj or Shams, they both made a name because they were tweeting true facts, right? I can see how they can be misinformed by their sources and they probably don't tweet everything that they have access to. I can only imagine being 10 minutes, like, especially during trade time with them. Can you imagine being with them and having access to their phone?
Oh, yeah.
It must be blowing up all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm too excited now to have access to that information. I mean, who am I kidding? I am. Because Adrian Wojnarowski, he's got all the information. Like, probably if it hadn't been for him, I wouldn't be so sure that LeBron would sign with the Lakers or any other thing for that matter. I don't know.
But if that's the case and they're going to have all that freedom to tweet whatever they want to tweet without thinking about how that's going to affect the regular season and how that's going to affect the different teams, I'm not saying that they should think about these things all the time. But
that's not their job, right?
A little bit of filtering is needed, I think.
Their job is to report.
I know, but if that's the case, then the organizations should start thinking about looking for who's leaking information and finding that person.
Oh, see, now we're talking maybe. Because, I mean, Woj, there's no way he has access to, he can fly to all 30 locations, right?
Yeah.
And they get their information from someone.
So every time something that it's true is leaked to the media, they should try to look for whoever is doing that. And if they are not sure, then they should try to, you know, find a way of penalizing the whole organization and just...
Please never be a general manager.
Well, I mean...
So if you had two kids and one of them breaks a dish, like, you both are grounded.
Yeah.
What? That doesn't make any sense. Please never be a father.
Because that way you're teaching the kid that actually did something wrong, that he shouldn't be doing these things. And the other one will be also aware that he should be careful and not do anything wrong in the future.
Two in one, nice. Like,
what do you think?
Save some time, right? Yeah.
Please say that you agree with me.
For now.
Okay.
Let it be noted that none of us have kids, so we have no idea what we're talking about right now.
Don't take advice from us.
But what we know is that Rafael should never be a father of two, at least. You can have one. That's fair.
Okay.
All right. What do you guys think is going to happen with Anthony Davis?
I think it's a good move if he goes. I don't know. I think it's happening.
Do you think he's going to be traded before the deadline on February 7th?
I think so, too. Yeah, there's just so much talk about it that...
Where do you think he's going to land?
He's going to the Lakers because it's the only way they're going to beat the Warriors.
So, Evans, am I safe to say on record that your take is Anthony Davis to the Lakers for half of the team?
Something like that.
And a lot of draft picks.
Something like that, yeah.
Cool. Raf?
I think I agree with Evans. I think he's going to end up with the Lakers.
Before February 7th.
Yes, but I'm not as sure as you, Evans. Like, I still think that there's a big chance that he could end up with the Celtics. But I think it's going to be the Lakers. That's my guess.
I think Anthony Davis is not traded before the deadline. He's traded during the summer to the Lakers. Just because the Celtics are going to have a lot to deal with. They're a very heavy contender, I agree. But in the end, the Lakers have also that star power management. So you have Magic Johnson, and he's a smart businessman. Danny Ainge is a genius, I agree. But I think Magic and Clutch Sports are going to have way too much power to tell New Orleans, like, look, man, just give us Anthony Davis, and you can have 42 picks and... 12 people from our roster. Yeah. You know what? Actually, we're just going to play with LeBron and Anthony Davis. That's all. That's all we need. And KCP, because he's part of Clutch.
LeBron and LeBrow. You can't go wrong with that. So.
You know how in some leagues around the world, the teams have their own name, the name of the team, and they add the sponsor to the name? So, for instance, Barcelona in the Spanish league is LASA Barcelona. LASA, I think it's an insurance company. I think if that happened in the NBA, right now the Lakers would be the Clutch Lakers.
Yeah, that makes sense. That guy has a lot of power.
Rich Paul?
Yeah, a lot of power.
I don't even know what he looks like. I've never bothered to see what his face looks like.
Let's talk about basketball. No more Rich Paul, please.
Okay, so that's for Rich Paul.
We're giving the agents too much attention.
Again, trade deadline, February 7th. Are there any trades I don't care if they make sense. Any trades you guys would like to see happening before next Thursday? Evans.
If it is Vince Carter's last year, we need him going back to Toronto.
Okay. So, if, Hawks?
I don't know who they trade, though, but I would definitely go.
I think it would be hard because I don't see any like trade value in Vince Carter anymore.
That's
I think
better.
It's more like a meeting and they just meet together and they just go like, come on, you know that this is the right thing to do. Just send him here. Come on.
There's
the guy is 40, 45. He just wants to retire.
There's
here.
Always a chance of a trade for cash considerations.
Yeah, cash
right?
considerations meaning like $2.
Well, no. I like that. You know, Vince calling it a career in Toronto. Are there any other trades you would like to see?
That's about it.
Right.
I think they should go to that meeting to discuss Vince Carter coming back to the Raptors. They should just bring like a box of Timbits and two double-doubles and they go like, okay, this is what we have to offer. Box of Timbits and two double-doubles.
I think we have that trade in a previous episode. Like Vince getting traded for a pack of 10 Timbits.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, no, I remember it's an old joke, so you might be plagiarizing yourself.
Oh, okay.
Do you have any trades you
yes.
want to see?
I was reading,
another
doing some research.
Shocking trade for the Blazers like today's.
Doing some research, preparing for the show as I always do.
Yeah.
And I was reading about some potential trades for the Trail Blazers. As you guys know, because this huge news around the league, the Trail Blazers just made a trade today.
Wow.
Yes, so Rodney Hood is coming to the Trail Blazers.
Rodney.
Yes. Nick Stauskas is going to the Cavs.
Wow.
And another guy that nobody cares about is going to the Cavs as well.
In other irrelevant news today, go ahead, Rafael.
So another trade that I would like to see...
Wait, so you're saying that's a trade that you wanted to see? Nick Stauskas for Rodney Hood?
Well, Nick Stauskas, he's a good shooter. He's a good shooter, but he's a very, very, very bad defender. So, I mean, he's more of a liability than anything else.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead with your trade.
But I hope you find happiness in Cleveland, Nick Stauskas. I hope you're happy in Cleveland.
It's rough.
Did you just wish him that because he's Canadian?
Yeah, no. I mean, he's a former Trailblazers. So now I want him to be happy somewhere else just because I'm...
I don't think anyone is happy in Cleveland, but whatever.
Well, so the other trade that I would like to see, I was reading here, and this one sounds very good for the Trailblazers. We would get Aaron Gordon and Jerian Grant, and the Magic would get Zach Collins, Evan Turner, and first round pick for 2019.
Okay.
So Aaron Gordon and Jerian Grant.
For Zach Collins and...
Evan Turner, and first round pick for 2019.
Okay.
And we need good like wing players that can, you know, relieve a little bit the pressure that CJ McCollum and Damian Lillard are getting every game to be like productive, right? So if they have Aaron Gordon is gonna be very helpful.
Yeah. Well, sounds like a trade that won't make the headlines, but sure.
I mean, I don't think the Magic would ever agree to this because they're losing their like big
franchise
name, right?
Player, yeah.
Aaron Gordon. But I mean, it would be good for us. It would definitely be good for us.
Right.
What's the name of the other player, also a complicated last name from the Magic that we talked about him last week,
Vucevic.
That one. That's another player that could potentially be considered their franchise player other than Aaron Gordon. Maybe as far as numbers, he's even better than Aaron Gordon. But Aaron Gordon
season,
is...
Yes.
He's an all-star.
Yeah.
But Vucevic has a lot to prove.
Vucevic sounds horrible.
But that's... I think we gave him that nickname now. I can't think of any other way to call him.
Can't wait to see the all-star intros for Vuc.
We'll get to Vucevic in a second.
Vucinic doing his thing. Vucevic.
I'll give you my trade. I want the Sixers to go full Knicks before the trade deadline and ship Ben Simmons somewhere.
Wow.
This is not going to happen. So no one call me out.
Against Ben Simmons.
I don't have anything against Ben Simmons. I like how Ben Simmons plays, but
okay.
Just the entire dynamic between Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, and Jimmy Butler,
it's too many
it's not working out. although Ben has played really well in the past few games. But I just want to see another blockbuster trade. Something out of the blue, like the Kristaps Porzingis thing. Yeah. I mean, I spent the rest of my afternoon at work doing nothing but looking at the trade. This is not great that it goes on record, because that says a lot to my employer.
Yeah,
I was very productive.
I hope your boss knows about the podcast.
No, I was still very productive. But
I'm gonna share the link with some people at work.
I was very productive. I was answering my emails. I was doing my thing. But, you know, I put on my headphones. I was listening to podcasts while I worked. I started looking at people's names. And anyways, so I want to see a big name getting traded, because I don't know, again, like I told you guys, that Anthony Davis is going to get traded. So I just want to see someone stirring the pot. And I hope it's a random team as well, like sending it to Indiana or something that makes absolutely no sense. Just, I don't know, Memphis. Like, trade Marc Gasol, Mike Conley, their all-star rookie, or almost all-star rookie. Send half of the team and get Ben Simmons. I don't know. Give me something like that. Something crazy where people start questioning everything and everyone, and we all start questioning our beliefs. And that's it.
Ben Simmons. But as I said, I don't think that's going to happen. And there's a good reason for the 76ers not trading Ben Simmons. They're probably going to end up losing Jimmy Butler during the offseason. He already said that he doesn't want to stay there, right?
Really?
So
did he?
I guess at least there was a rumor that he was not happy there as well. There was no interview.
Rafael Wojnarowski here with a hot take. I haven't heard anything like that.
Well, there's no interview like he did when he was with the Timberwolves. But I thought things were not going well.
Can you cite your sources?
No, I can't. Sorry, my phone is ringing. I'll be back in a second.
Fake news.
More information.
Fake news.
Three teams in three years for Butler if he gets traded.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's a really bad look
for Jimmy.
For Jimmy. He's like a star player. He should, you know, find a place where he could actually just be the star. We'll see
what happens. We'll have the clear landscape of how the NBA is going to look for the rest of the season on Thursday, February 7th. All right. Let's go to our last topic of the day. The All-Star reserves were announced, and now we know how the potential teams might be formed with the reserves. So from the East, we have Blake Griffin, our favorite Vucevic, Nikola Vucevic,
ouch,
Bradley Beal, Ben Simmons, Kyle Lowry, Chris Middleton, and D'Angelo Russell filling in a spot for Victor Oladipo. And from the West, we have Anthony Davis, Nikola Jokic, Damian Lillard, Karl Anthony Towns, Russell Westbrook, LaMarcus Aldridge, and Klay Thompson.
So D'Angelo Russell made it to the All-Star game, and what about Brandon Ingram?
In the West.
I was just wondering, Brandon Ingram was supposed to be the future of the Lakers?
I said this last episode, and I know you forgot already. You're not comparing apples to apples. Again, D'Angelo Russell, great player. He's one of my favorite players. I miss him, yes. But why are you comparing him to Brandon Ingram? They're not even the same position. How long did it take D'Angelo to get to the All-Star game?
One season with the Brooklyn Nets instead of the Los Angeles
Lakers.
It's his second, third. Oh,
with the Brooklyn Nets?
Second at the
really?
Least, yeah.
Second.
And he's on his what? Fifth season?
One and a half, maybe, with the Nets. When was he traded to the Nets?
He's been 2 years because
we
drafted Lonzo.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Right.
But it was just a side note. I didn't mean to upset you. I'm sorry.
I'm not upset. I'm just saying that you're stupid.
And you just said that you're not upset.
No, I'm just calling. I call them as I see them.
That was exactly the reaction that I was looking for.
I love
bringing out the fan
inside you. Got him worked up.
It is what it is. Now, do you guys think anyone got snubbed from the All-Star reserves?
I think we all agree on that one, right?
I think we discussed, right? Gobert?
Yeah.
Gobert?
Gobert. I think Gobert is the only name that I can really think about that I would be upset. I can actually be upset about it.
Between LaMarcus and Gobert, like, for an All-Star game, too, especially, you want... you know, guys running up and down and throwing down alley-oops and getting chased down blocks, and you're not going to get that out of Aldridge, right? So
I'm a little disappointed to see LaMarcus Aldridge.
Exactly.
It
was DeRozan before him, if anything.
Yeah, DeRozan is another name that we could bring into
DeRozan
consideration.
DeRozan had a very bad January.
Yeah.
I'm upset at, like, you're right, Evans. I don't want to see LaMarcus Aldridge going up and down the court.
You have to think it's for an all-star game, right?
Yeah.
But we cannot think like that, though. Like, you should reward the players that deserve to be there.
Fair enough. Yeah, he did have that massive...
According to what kind of season he's having, right?
Right.
I agree that it would be fun to see Gobert, but if LaMarcus Aldridge really deserves to be there, then,
yeah.
I mean, there's nothing we can do. He might be more boring as of a player than Gobert, but...
Yeah. I mean, there's already so much scoring that goes on during the All-Star game. It would be kind of nice to see Gobert, like...
Blocking shots.
Block a Giannis or something. Because
yeah.
That'd be a highlight in itself, right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Yeah, that's the only one, really.
Wait, can LaMarcus Aldridge potentially block Giannis?
I doubt it.
Like,
he's not getting up.
I'm excited about seeing Jokic as a big man.
Definitely.
But
that's
LaMarcus, I mean, I don't hate him. It's just, again, All-Star game, I'm looking for entertainment. So
yeah.
Maybe DeMar was a better, might have been a more entertaining pick, but yeah. So
what about Nurkic?
Oh god. What about CJ McCollum, Zach Collins, and the rest of the Blazers?
I was very surprised that Nick Stauskas didn't make it to the three-point competition.
Really?
He doesn't get to play.
Yeah.
They don't even know.
Actually, I saw. Did you see the video of Nick Stauskas saying goodbye to everyone at the Blazers facility today after getting traded?
No.
Kind of cute.
No.
I feel bad for the guy. Just giving everyone high fives and hugs, like, oh, buddy.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. But it's the Blazers. He's going from one pathetic franchise to another, so it's fine.
I wish I could share with the audience the comment that I made earlier this year when we went to the preseason game when the Blazers played the Raptors. And I kind of made a diagnosis on what was wrong with the Trail Blazers. You remember that? Remember
no.
What comment I'm talking about?
I don't.
Well,
know.
I'm sorry, guys. I cannot share it with you, but I'll share
why
this
why
with
not?
Rodrigo off the record.
Well, why can't you share?
Well, because it's not appropriate. We'll discuss it later. And
can you think of a more politically correct way to say it? I don't remember this. I want to hear it now.
My comment was that the Trail Blazers were going to struggle this year because they had too many Caucasian players.
Oh, I see.
Oh, man.
That's a fair... That's a valid statement, maybe?
I mean,
based on athleticism, or...?
Yeah.
Based on a lot of stereotypes.
I mean, of course, that's not something that you're gonna...
Do you want me to keep this on the episode or not? It's
you
up to you.
I think we need to delete the email account now. The death threats are gonna start pouring in.
You can keep it, that's okay. But I was just...
People are gonna be so disappointed when they see you in real life. Because you're white.
I was just trying to look after my team. And I was actually watching the game and looking at what was happening.
Larry Bird was Caucasian.
Yes, but he was...
He is Caucasian. He's not
He was not the most athletic player out there, right?
No, he was good, though.
Yeah, he was good.
He was Larry Bird, though. Legend. Larry Legend.
But he had another, like a bunch of other players that were doing other things that he was not able to do, right?
Let's just stop you there.
On
Let's
the topic
right
of Caucasian players... We forgot to mention that
Where is
the legacy spots that were reserved
oh,
for
yeah.
Dirk and Dwayne.
That's correct.
So
Dirk and Dwayne actually made it into the All-Star game, which, thanks to this, what are they calling it?
Legacy spot?
Is it legacy now?
Yeah.
Did they go for it?
I think, don't quote me on it, but it's something like that.
But it's basically that.
Yes.
That's very controversial.
No,
it's
I think...
It's new. They've never done it before, and they don't have to stick with it. If, like, they mentioned, like, if it's... the next year and there's only one guy from each side that they don't have to take two, but it happened to be the last dance for both these
guys.
So,
I actually agree
nice.
With it.
Yeah.
But they should have done this before.
Why Vince Carter was not invited as well?
Because he's not retiring.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
He hasn't indicated...
Remember, he's going to go to the Raptors next year? For
this guy,
two Timbits or whatever.
Evan said he would fly us to Toronto if Vince plays for the Raptors.
That's a lie, but
it's on record now.
I wish I could.
You just have to edit the part that he said is a lie.
I'm just gonna edit to like yes.
Yes.
You say just yes.
Of course.
There we go. Just wait for the edit. But no, I'm I totally agree with this, and I think they should, if there's guys that are retiring and they quote unquote deserve it, they should be added to the All-Star on that legacy.
Because think about it, the next year you'll get the Stevens card.
But the problem is what you just said, the quote unquote deserve it. How do you define when a player deserves it and when another player don't deserve it?
It's pretty black and white there. It's easier to.
It's more of an honor, really.
Yeah.
For what they're doing.
They can have. I mean, Dirk and Wade are obvious that they should be at it. They're both living legends.
Mm-hmm.
I can see when another player that has said that they're gonna retire might get added.
Like, would Rudy Gobert be upset that Dirk has now got a spot on the team?
I don't think he should be upset.
No,
he
shouldn't.
So what's gonna happen when Chris Paul retires? Because he's probably gonna retire without a title, without a championship. How is that gonna affect?
Doesn't matter.
He's gonna be considered as one of the players that potentially could be added to the All-Star game.
Absolutely.
As a legend. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
titles have anything to do there?
Are they gonna come up with a criteria, or
no,
is it gonna be?
I mean, there's.
It's very fan driven too.
Yeah, I agree. Maybe they should even open it to the fans, like 100% fan vote.
Yeah. They're still just like, testing it out, really. Right?
You know who would be controversial? Maybe Derrick Rose. I don't know if Derrick Rose might make it to another All-Star, but when he decides to call it a career, are we going to honor him like that? Like, give him a last spot? I can see how people say no. Like, he had a very good first half of his career, but after that, not really.
What about Manu Ginobili? Was he
good
enough
to
deserve?
Yes,
yeah?
Absolutely, 100%.
But most of his career, he was coming off the bench.
But that has nothing to do with it.
I know,
absolutely,
but
nothing.
I'm just trying to come up with a criteria. Is it just like how we feel emotionally about these players?
A little bit. I mean, Manu was so transcending that it didn't matter that he came out of the bench, right? He was a living legend. He is. He's not dead yet.
I'm not trying to take anything away from him. I'm just trying to create some debate here.
The problem is when you have, a situation where, like, Kobe and Tim Duncan, like, they both retired in the same year, right? So I don't know, like.
But Kobe made it to the. He would make it to the All-Star regardless.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Right.
He had here,
so,
quote unquote, got the vote for the spot, right?
So really, like, they should have done something for Duncan that year. Did he make it his last?
No, he didn't make it.
Right, so it's like something like that. Well, you can't go back.
Well,
now.
If you don't want to see LaMarcus Aldridge running up and down, how would you survive watching Tim Duncan running up and down when he was like 40 years old?
If he's taking that legacy seat, I'm completely fine with it. Because he's going to play a couple of minutes. Like, Dirk Nowitzki, I mean, someone posted a photo of him after playing 9 minutes and he had a bucket of ice next to him. And Kobe, do you guys remember Kobe after games on his last season? The man had more bandages than a mummy.
Yeah.
Shoulder
packs. And,
they're there for the fans. They're there to get maybe a couple of shots in.
Yeah.
Maybe do something funny. I can see Dirk trying to dunk it and, getting stuffed by the rim and just laughing about it.
Do you remember Charles Barkley playing for the Rockets when he was already already out of shape? And clearly, he shouldn't be playing, like, the last years that he was playing with the Houston Rockets.
That was
also a good example of a player that should have retired a little bit earlier.
But
he was a showman, though. I watched a live game when the Clippers were playing the Houston Rockets in Los Angeles. And Charles Barkley was playing for the Rockets. He was always interacting with the fans and, like, talking all the time. So
yeah, but that was not the real Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley
did
all
that.
Of
course.
Anyways. I'm okay with the legacy seat. If anything, I would encourage it for next year.
Smart move, NBA.
All right. I think that's all the time we have for today's episode. Thank you, everyone, for joining us for yet another week of Dropping Dimes. Make sure you share the love. Please tell your friends about this fabulous podcast. If you are listening to this show on Apple iTunes, please rate us 5 stars, nothing less than that, because we'll track you, we'll find you, and Rafael will tell you nasty things over Twitter, over Twitter or Instagram. Leave us a review. We want to hear your feedback. Follow us on Instagram at dropping.dimes. Follow us on Twitter at dropping_dimes1, because without the one, that's not us. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/dropping-dimes1. Please contact us as contact at dropping-times.com. And last but certainly not least, our website, dropping-times.com.
Deep breath.
I just added another 5 minutes to the episode.
Was that recorded previously, or you actually just said?
No, but I feel like we should have just a snippet of that, because every time I forget, I say one of them wrong every time.
You got it all this time, I think.
This time I got it right.
Yeah, that was good.
Just wait for the exciting crowd in the background when I edit this.
You need the cheering sound.
Yeah. Oh, I'll get it. Don't worry. All right. Well, thanks, everyone. We'll see you again next week for another Dropping Dimes episode.
Super Bowl sucks.
Rams in 5. Oh, wait. No, that's not how it works. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you next week. Peace out.
Shout outs to all my Asian listeners. Happy Lunar New Year.